Now it's time to power up with BT and Sal.
All right, this is where we go around the NFL and give us our power rankings going into, where are we at, week 14 already in the NFL?
Yeah, again? I don't know. Who cares?
Yeah, Jets 13, and Giants stink, I forget. Yeah, week 14 in the NFL. It's not a lot of change atop BT for me, but I do have two new teams in there. One that's never been in my power rankings yet this year. I'm going to start with the Lions. I'm assuming you have the same. By the way, Lions-Packers tonight, huge game. Where maybe this game, if the Lions lose this game, they take a little dent in the power rankings next week and drop a spot or two, and the Packers could potentially move up. Mm-hmm. But that is a big game tonight. Detroit's favored by 3. Where's that game? Oh, it's got to be home. It's in Detroit because they beat the Packers on the road, which is one of the really statement wins so far for Detroit this year. But they've been so good. Thanksgiving, another impressive performance. I have them at number 1.
So do I, and I've had them there for a little bit here, so I don't really need to get repetitive here. But they are well coached. They're tough. They're unbeatable at home, and they just have the look of a team that's going to be playing deep, deep. I think they're the best team right now.
You think they roll the Packers tonight?
Roll? No, I don't think they roll. It's like these divisional games are tough, man. You get like even a bad Jets team, like Jets, Bills, always tight. You know, usually Dolphins and Bills or Pats and Bills. I think given the rivalry, I do think it's probably pretty tight. And I wouldn't be stunned if Detroit lost. I don't think they're beyond reproach, but right now they're still number 1 for me.
What do you got number 2?
I have the Eagles number 2, and I have been much higher on them than you have been. It's crazy. I was looking at Saquon's stats. I mean, Saquon is on pace for almost 2,100 yards rushing and like 17 or 18 touchdowns. And they haven't lost in months. Philly is number 2. And it looks like they're... I mean, everybody told me how bad a coach Sirianni was. Well, doing a pretty good job. He hasn't lost since September.
It's amazing that they continue to win despite that dope being a head coach. I can't stand Sirianni. But what they did, not only that, BT, not only winning in spite of him, replacing a Hall of Famer offensive lineman with another one. I mean, they seem the Eagles have the best offensive line in the sport. They knew Barkley would be a great fit. He has been. He's been MVP. The Eagles have been on fire, 8 straight. I have them at number 3, though, on my list, and I have the Bills number 2, so we probably flip-flop the top 3. But I still think Buffalo, who has been on fire in their own right, I think they're better than Philadelphia. The quarterback's better. The head coach is better. Will the play in the postseason be better? That's TBD. Mm-hmm. The road's going to be more difficult in the AFC than it is in the NFC as far as I'm concerned, even with the Lions being a top team. Bills have won 7 straight themselves, doing it again in the snow on Sunday night. I just think Buffalo, to me, is better than Philadelphia. So I'm going to go Lions 1, Bills 2, Eagles 3.
All right. Similar in terms of I have the Bills 3. So I've got Lions 1, Eagles 2. I've got the Bills 3. The betting favorites, the updated odds here, Josh Allen is number 1 right now. I love the fact, if you were kind of lukewarm on Buffalo, not that the Niners are very good this year, but just seeing them absolutely punk them in the snow, it's the Bills' style of play is going to travel no matter where. If they have to go to Baltimore, Kansas City, whipping winds, snow, rain, whatever, they're showing up and they're showing out. I've got the Bills at 3. I've got the Chiefs at 4.
Okay.
Now, I'm going to tell you straight up, I just don't believe in them. I don't. I remember I actually thought the Bills would beat them, and they did when we talked about that a couple of weeks back. I understand they're 11-1, but since the loss to the Bills, what have they done? So how did they respond to their first loss of the season? Well, they had a 3-point win against Carolina. Well,
they could have lost that game easily.
Yeah, who's picking top 3 in the draft, wherever it's going to be. And they had a 2-point win over lowly Vegas, who's also going to be drafting very, very high with the Jets and the Giants.
Should have lost that game on Black Friday. Antonio Pierce, I'm not sure what they were doing, not kicking a field goal there.
With the field goal, we talked about that. Sal, I don't know. I have profound respect for Mahomes and Andy Reid, of course, and a few other elements of the game, but... I mean, every week they provide us evidence not to get behind them. And I got to respect them because they very, outside of once, they don't lose, but this team is not getting to or winning the Super Bowl this year. They're just not.
I respect, and that's why I don't have them on my list. I respect Andy Reid and I respect Mahomes. I do not think the Chiefs are as good as their record says, not even by they're not. I mean, they're just not a top 5 team right now in the NFL. So the record could say that they are. Their history could say that they are. People could say that they're still going to go on and win the Super Bowl. Maybe they will. They have to prove it to me. I'm not buying into this version of the Chiefs team. I got to give the Steelers some credit. They dominated the Cincinnati Bengals, and they did it in a different way than we're used to with them, with the defense and maybe playing, kind of a tough physical brand of football, running it. Russell Wilson, he looked as good as I'd ever seen. I've always thought Russell Wilson was the most underrated quarterback that I'd seen for a long time. Even I'm talking about even his peak in Seattle, like the throws that
he made. Because the defense got so much love out there.
Correct. Defense got so much love. He's never putting up monster numbers, but he was a dual threat with the best of them. Wasn't the fastest runner, but was smart with his runs and could take off. The throws, the deep throws on a dime. And he's
doing
that.
Baseball background.
Yeah, dude, he is impressive. Doing it again, maybe more impressively than ever before with Pittsburgh in that game against Cincinnati. Pittsburgh, 9-3. Doing it in a tough division in the North, I have them at number four.
I have them at number five. Okay. They cracked the list here. A little reluctant, not because I don't respect the Steelers. I didn't really believe in what I was watching as they were cranking out some wins here. But you nailed it. You know, the fact that Cincinnati's defense has stopped nobody this year. Otherwise, I mean, the Bengals would be a legitimate team if they had a decent defense because their offense is great. But I don't know if I needed to see them score 44 points, but the fact that they did... Now I'm like, all right, even if that's not truly who they're going to be offensively the rest of the season, you see an upside that wasn't really presenting itself as they kind of figured themselves out this year. And I was looking at the defensive stats. You know, they're seven-tenths of 1 point away from being the third best scoring defense in the NFL. Now, everybody knows that their defense is good, but I want to quantify that. Like, they are less than a point away from being top three. So, you know, even if you don't get 44, if you get 27, if you get 24, which I think that they will as Wilson starts to feel himself a little bit here, I would not want to play this team. Plus, they're very well coached. They're tough.
All right, so I told you the Chiefs are out of my top five. They were in it last week. They're out.
Okay.
Give me a guess of who you...
Vikings.
Bingo.
Let's go.
You nailed it. I mean, I have to put Minnesota in there, and I'll give you a main reason why. I mean, not only because their record is great at 10-2, they've won 5 in a row, but the way that they beat the Cardinals, who I think are an up-and-coming team, Baldy kind of backed that up when he was on with us on Tuesday. I would bet right now the Cardinals to win that division in the NFC West. I just think they're on the climb here. They're good. They're dangerous. They're tough. And for Minnesota to hold them off in a hard-fought game at home, I've got to give him some credit. Sam Darnold been confident with the football. Yeah, he'll make mistakes. I don't think he's great. I don't love him. I wouldn't want him to be my franchise quarterback. But the Vikings have been very good here. They haven't made, I don't think they've cracked either of our top five so far.
They have not.
So to me, they're in. I would trust them. It's hard to take the Chiefs out of 11-1. I get it. Minnesota, their point differential is better. I think they're plus 78. At?
That's a good number.
Kansas City's a plus 54.
Yeah. Like good home team, Minnesota. Yeah. Good venue out there. Great stadium. Good fans.
And by the way, also, we talk about the AFC North being tough. Well, what about the NFC North? You got 11-1 Detroit, 10-2 Minnesota, 9-3 Green Bay. Something's going to give tonight in that game between the Lions and Packers. But yeah, I have Minnesota at number five.
I respect it. You know, and I it's funny. It may be even ironic because when Darnold was here.
Yeah.
You know, I don't say I defended him because he wasn't amazing, but I always thought he was a little bit better than giving credit for as a Jet. Like, the 1 year, he put up pretty good numbers, didn't have much around him. I wonder, like, subconsciously in a twisted way, if I've yet to elevate them to, like, five because of Darnold. Even though I've defended him in the past, but maybe just kind of looking at him and saying, well, when does the bloom go off the rose 100%. Here? I don't know.
I think that's a huge factor. It was for me, but I think it's at a point now where it's either the Chiefs or them, and I just can't put the Chiefs in there anymore. I'm sorry. Because of the way that they're playing these close games, it should be losing. By the way, tomorrow at this time, we'll be giving away Giants tickets, so you want to stay tuned for that.